our first Monday morning visit with Coach Joe Haynes of the Waynesville Football Tigers. And we can tell you, folks, we have one happy football coach coming your way this morning after what a show your Tigers coach put on Friday night against the Parkview Vikings.
Yes, sir. Our kids, you know, we prepared hard, came into the game highly confident and focused after a great week of preparation. And everybody came out there and 1, 2, 3, you know, all the things we lined up and prepared for, set ourselves up for, turned out just the way we expected it. And our kids deserve to celebrate like none other.
I'm not sure who to give the game ball to, the offensive line, the defense, both played very good in the contest, or give the game ball to the coaches, because you came up with that Wildcat offense, Coach, that just really hammered Parkview. They had no answer for you.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark, but I mean, at the end of the day, the truth is, our kids, if we could have 80 game balls, I'd give it out to each one of those little jokers, you know, from the scout team kids to the special team units, offense, defense, and the different people who stood out and shine. But, you know, we kind of came up with that package knowing that we had a diesel, you know, and Evander Bradford, a diesel, big diesel truck who could mow his way through and get us 4+5, 8 yards every time he touches the ball. And we've got a lightning bolt in Eric Richardson who can do the same. You know, when you have two young quarterbacks, one thing it's important to do is take some pressure off those guys. So we figured that would be one way to take the pressure off of Davin and Bishop and allow them to get into the flow of the game without having to feel the heavy weight of coming out and getting this going well.
And the last time, I can't remember the last time the Waynesville Tigers put 24 first downs on the board, you owned the clock and you owned the offense Friday night.
Yes, sir. And, you know, that's the thing that made it so good is, you know, I think the third quarter we had it, or fourth quarter, there was a 16 or 18 play drive if you include the 2-point conversion. And the thing is people always understand that if you're on defense and somebody keeps you on the field that long, that just drains the life out of you. But if you're on the offensive side of the ball and you continuously are moving the sticks and getting yardage, that fuels you up like none other. And so our offensive line, man, those kids were phenomenal. I mean, they did everything that we expected them to do. And those guys just were a solid unit. And the backups that had to come in, we started having issues with cramps and just getting overwhelmed and tired. Those kids jumped off the bench, fired up, and there was no letdown. It was awesome.
Yeah, your special teams, the kicking game was looking good last night. I think maybe Travis Novak might have got a little tired from kicking all. We had 7 touchdowns in the contest last night, and the defensive safety, after they picked you off at the 1-foot line, your defense came alive and put them into the end zone, get that 2-point safety, and after that, pretty much the route was on.
Yes, sir. And, you know, we were fired up, and Coach Kress, as he's calling the defense, you know, I kind of have a knack. Everybody knows if I cross the 50-yard line, I'm not really anxious to punt the ball. So we get out there on the fourth down, and we got the Wildcat. I just looked down at him. He gave me the head nod, and I was like, hey, guys, let's just let Eric throw it. I mean, the worst thing that could happen is they intercept him, and it's a punt. And it turned into the best punt of the night, you know. So we get the safety, and, you know, I mean, we were really, in all honesty, one false start away from actually setting the mercy clock in the third quarter. And then the game extended and it turned into the longest blowout game in history, it felt like.
Yeah, that was a long football game. We went almost 3 hours in the contest. So I guess you put this one behind you. You got 1-0 on the season, and you look forward to the Camdenton Lakers at the lake, and that's going to be a tough one on Friday.
Well, you know, this is the first time in 6 years. For 2015 was the last time Waynesville Tigers were 1-0. And in 2015, that was the last time they were 2-0. So right now we're excited to be 1-0. We're excited to go up there into the land of the purple people and take it to those guys next. And you dang right, nobody's going to be asleep this week. We're going to be wide awake and ready to go up there and deal with that arch rival, because it's time for us to take that W back to the house. It's long overdue, so we're ready to get ready, and we're ready to go up there and show out like we need to.
Coach, thanks for the visit this morning, and we'll talk to you later on this week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mark. Go Tigers.